Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. We haven't spent much time talking about the shooting in Florida over the weekend at a place called the Jacksonville Landing at a gamers get-together, some sort of a video game contest. I'm not the expert on video games, so please don't ask me, but there was some sort of a gaming event. Somebody that lost had a firearm there and opened fire. Two people were killed by the shooter before he took his own life, 24-year-old guy from Baltimore. Joining me now is Dr. John Lott, and I've got him here every week to ask questions like this. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
But here's my question, because the definition, because every place you look on the national media, mass shooting in Florida, mass shooting in Florida, mass shooting in Florida, my understanding of the definition of mass shooting, at least most of my life, was you had to have at least four victims murdered in a 24-hour period that are all connected in some way, not including the shooter. But in this case, and it's not to take or lessen the deaths of these two people. I understand that. But two people killed and then the shooter commits suicide. By definition, that's not a mass shooting, is it?
Right. Well, it hasn't been. For 30 years, the FBI definition of mass public shootings was four or more people killed in a public place, not connected with some other type of crime, like a gang fight over drug turf or a robbery or something like that.
Right.
In 2013, the Obama administration changed it to three or more killed. My own belief is that, it's just a way to kind of make it look like these were increasing,
it was a way to cook the books, is what you're saying, from the Obama administration. Make it look like we're having more mass shootings because you changed the definition.
Right. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you know this, but this year they changed the definition for a serious heat warning. They lowered the temperature that was required for you to have a heat warning by about 5 degrees, by 5 degrees. And so people may hear a lot more heat warnings this year than they had heard before, and they may get the impression that, it's getting hotter, where a lot of it is just due to the fact that they've changed the definition of when you call a heat warning.
You know, I wish you'd do so. I know you're a guy who digs deep into the numbers, into the statistics. I sure wish you'd take the time and dig into the whole nonsensical idea that somehow there's more storms and worse storms than there has been in history, which there's not. I mean, I mean, there's been no tornadoes to speak of this year. Again, one of the quietest years for tornadoes. We had two hurricanes last year after an 11-year hiatus in Florida. I mean,
right.
I wish you would. I wish you'd go back to it and share some numbers.
Well, I don't know. I got too many things to do as it is. But
I used to
teach environmental regulation when I taught at the Wharton Business School. That's almost a lifetime ago.
I understand, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, you look at the worst years for tornadoes in America. It was 1973, 74, 75 in that period. Worst hurricane seasons back in the 1950s and farther back. We don't have the storms we used to have, despite everything. So now, like you say, they drop at 5 degrees, and suddenly they can jump up and now say, look, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. Same thing with shootings. Oh, only three people shot. Oh, mass shooting. It's like they're conditioning people to believe things by changing the definition of everything.
Right, and people don't know. And my guess is most reporters don't even know when these definitions get changed on these things. But it does have an impact. So anyway, I didn't mean to get too much off track there.
I'll just
give you an example of saying that's not the only place it's changed. I'm not even sure most of the media even cares about the official definition in this case when they are calling it a mass shooting. But,
You think the problem, here's part of the problem maybe is that, back in the day, being a reporter was a trade. It was a blue-collar thing, right? It wasn't, some elitist thing. But now you've got all the people in the media went to school with the politicians. They were in the same fraternities and sororities, and they all hung out together. They go to the same restaurants. It's all part of the same cool club, right? I mean, that's where we are with it. And I think it would be better if we had more people that came to the trade of reporting that were from places like I grew up, the backroads, where guns were common and common sense was common as well, and didn't have this inherent fear of firearms and so forth. I think it would just be a better place if we had a better mix and representation of the reporters that are working today.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, you look at the political views of reporters, and they don't match the political views of the general population. And, you know, people's views on guns or what have you are heavily related to what their political views are overall. So, I mean, I have to say the last year or two, I don't think I've ever seen such biased reporting as I have. I'm 60 years old now. And, the political bias with regard to Trump is just kind of completely off the scale.
Completely over the top, isn't it? Well, you know, and I say this, and I say it regularly because, well, I believe it, and that is they're not going off the rails because he's failing as president. They're going off the rails because he's succeeding. You know, we're just now getting word that the NAFTA deal is almost complete with Mexico and Canada sure to return to the table. This is just another example of what you don't hear about, where the president is succeeding. And by the way, they told us he could never get a new NAFTA deal. It just wasn't possible because Mexico would turn their back and Canada would turn their back and it'd be a disaster for the economy, none of which turned out to be true. No, Donald Trump and his administration got it done. And that's why they're going off the rails.
Right. Well, I mean, there are different types of biases. What you're saying, not giving him credit, if obviously a previous president had done it, they'd be lauding him. But it's, the worst thing, I think, is how they misinterpret or misquote things that he's said or done. You know, just, I mean, I don't even know if I can go through the whole list, but you have things like, we just had the anniversary for the Charlottesville case, and they were saying, well, he was talking about both sides being,
but that's,
you know,
not what he did.
Good. If you read or listen to the actual thing, he actually has the beginning of his discussion where he purposely attacks Nazis and others there in the thing. I mean, he purposely singles them out for the horrible stuff that they've done.
I know, but it never gets reported accurately. It's always, twisted. And, you know, maybe your next research project could be looking at reporters and what they really believe and where they come from. Doctor, I got to leave it there, unfortunately. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Too much information in too little time. That's what I have with you every time. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, thank you as always.
Great talking to you.
Let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the